Yukichi Fukuzawa and Kitaro Nishida. One, Fukuzawa and Nishida were born in Jodo Shinshu sect family. Audiences might feel surprised that Yukichi Fukuzawa and Kitaro Nishida are compared. This is because they seem to have something in common only as university teachers born in 19th century Japan. Fukuzawa was born in the Edo period, 30 years before the Meiji Restoration, and is from the samurai class. Nishida was born after the Meiji Restoration and is from the shoya class. It is hard to find something in common. However, there is something in common that you can't imagine. The commonality is the fact that they both grew up in Jodo Shinshu, a Japanese Buddhist sect. In the writing, both of them say, there is no close relationship between our thoughts and the faith of Jodo Shinshu. But is that true? Both of them attend the Jodo Shinshu service from an early age and listen to the preaching of the Buddhist temple monks. Even if they think they are not affected, they may be affected without their knowledge. The purpose of this presentation is to clarify the relationship between two seemingly unrelated thoughts. Second section is cut. これ first section. Second section is cut. Yep. Three.Jodo Shinshu in the Nishida philosophy. Kitaro Nishida was born in 1870s in the Wellesley Shoya house. Shoya is a house that lives nearby farmer houses. Therefore, according to the pre-modern status system, although it is a farmer's status, it seems that he didn't farm himself.Nishida's birthplace was next to the Jodo Shinshu temple. His mother was an emphatic guru and read him the text of Renyo, the successor of Shinran. Among them is the so-called White Bone chapter. In Jodo Shinshu, it is a passage of a lotus letter that must be read at finals. Next is cut. Also, Nishida grew up in an economically rich family. He suffered from the misfortune preceded his wife and a child. In contrast to Nishida, Fukuzawa grew up in an economically poor family. Succeeded in the shogunate,married a daughter of a wealthy family, and all nine children were adult. Fukuzawa has realized the rare family-like atmosphere at that time. Nishida, who had to experience many farewells with his relatives, was always aware of how to deal with death. That is religion. In general,Nishida's philosophy is divided into four periods: pure experience, awareness, place, and absolutely contradictory self-identity. And at any time, religion is considered the basis of academic morality. Nishida was particularly interested in religion.And considered it deeply in the first half of study of goodness, the middle term sustainable system of the general, and in the religious world view. I cannot elaborate now, but I think the attitude towards religion is consistent in the following three ways. One,He considers religion mainly in relation to ethics and religion as the limit of ethics. For example, study of goodness has the same meaning as ethics. Study of goodness is ethics. If the title is understood as it is. However, the part of ethics in study of goodness is only dealt with in the third volume, and the constitution is a subject of religion. In other words, ethics is considered to be included in religions. Two, he believes that religion is not a matter of value, but a matter of grounds for the existence of a self. In other words, religion is not a question of how to live, but a question of why I exist. From the standpoint of philosophy, it is possible to consider the problem separately from religion. But Nishida considered the problem of why I exist as a problem of religion. Furthermore, as three, for him, religion is the issue of the relationship between individuals and transcendence, specifically the issue of the homogeneous relationship or the immediate relationship between the two. In general monotheism, individuals, creations, and transcendence, the creator, are not homogeneous. However, since Nishida's idea is based on Buddhism, it does not assume a qualitative difference from monotheism. Let's cite Nishida's fundamental concept and Jodo Shinshu sect, specifically referring to these basic parts. First, knowledge and love in the study of goodness is an essay that re-explains the conclusion of the wild story, story that pure experience was the manifestation of a religious absolute. Both academics and moral. This is a cut. Next one. The relationship in this quote refers to the first volume of pure experience and the second volume, reality of study of goodness. Morality refers to the third book, goodness. Nishida's conclusion at this point is that both learning and morality are the action of Buddha's teachings. How did this idea change in later years? December 23, 1944, 6 months before his death, an important description should be noted from Nishida's letters to the Risaku Mutai. Next is cut. Here, Nishida insists on the place logic as an inclusion of the Jodo Buddhistic worldview, that is, the position of study of goodness. And you can see that the remaining part that cannot be grasped only by the Jodo Buddhism worldview is assumed. The rest is all religions other than Buddhism. At the time of study of goodness, Nishida didn't understand monotheism, in short, Christianity. Therefore, Christianity was described as a Buddhist sect. However, after about 30 years of study, he came to a positioning logic based on both monotheism and Buddhism. 4. Jodo Shinshu in Fukuzawa Sword. The relationship between Nishida philosophy and Jodo Shinshu is over. Then, let's talk about the relationship between Fukuzawa's thoughts and Jodo Shinshu. Fukuzawa is 35 years older than Nishida, and he's just as old as his father. As I mentioned earlier, Nishida was a farmer, But Fukuzawa was a junior samurai in Edo period. Perhaps the only commonality between the two is that they were born in the Jodo Shinshu family. In preface of Fukuzawa, complete works, Fukuzawa says, "My brother prized that the Japanese text was the best written by Renyo in a conversation with his friends." The Fukuzawa family should have been familiar with the White One chapter. In fact, some of Fukuzawa's later writing have content that corresponds to the White Bone chapter. This is a 10th episode of 100 episodes of Fukuzawa, Fukuo Hyakuwa, the human mind is vast, commonly known as Little Beetle. これ、人生ウジ虫論っていうのがあるんです。次はその引用です。はい。Next is cat. Needless to say, Fukuzawa is a driving force for modernization in Japan. Also, it didn't join the government after the Meiji Restoration. It is generally considered to be a utilitarian who worked hard to make Japan an economic power. That's the basic line, and I agree with it. But on the other hand, I'm also writing such a short story. I think that these aspects that have not been emphasized about Fukuzawa derive from the Jodo Shinshu. However, unlike Nishida, Fukuzawa doesn't have a full confidence in Jodo Shinshu. The Jodo Shinshu of Kyushu religion, which Fukuzawa touched in the 1840s, seemed to have been undergoing corruption of the clergy. Unlike the Hokuriku religion, where Nishida was deeply involved in 1870s. And Fukuzawa, after the Meiji Restoration, was also suspicious that Jodo Shinshu priests were hereditary. で、次のは、next cut. Fukuzawa wrote a Fate of Jodo Shinshu, Complete Works Unreleased on Jiji Shinpo on May 20, 1882. It says in the following manner. Next cut. In this way, Fukuzawa was dissatisfied with the management of method of Jodo Shinshu, but he still didn't abandon his position as a guru until the end. The Buddhist affairs are never neglected, and his tomb is located in the Jodo Shinshu Temple, Zenpukuji in Azabu, Tokyo. Also, as far as I have examined, Fukuzawa doesn't seem to say that Jodo Shinshu's doctrines are bad. Fukuzawa had many exchanges from foreign children, foreign Christian missionaries, and was probably encouraged to join. Fukuzawa didn't become a Christian because he believed in Jodo Shinshu after all. Originally, Jodo Shinshu is a religion for farmers. Farmers cannot carry out the good deeds of declaring on Buddhist Buddha in the daily routine of farm work. The most important part of the teaching is that if you live the right life by converting to Amida Buddha and then cast the spell Namu Amida Butsu, the paradise will be decided. Since Fukuzawa was a samurai figure, it was not always necessary to be trapped in the teaching of Jodo Shinshu. Although Fukuzawa didn't miss Buddhist as a nobleman, he didn't go deeper into the path of faith. Because Fukuzawa's house was not rich, he was interested in how economic success was possible. The representative of the Fukuzawa family was long been involved in finance as a junior staff member of Nagatsu government. Specifically, the representative of the Fukuzawa family was working on selling the annual rice vines collected in the Osaka warehouse under favorable conditions in the market. 米を売る仕事なんです、侍として。で、this position is a position that makes daily contact with the rice merchants. 商人と毎日関係してた。And it seems that Fukuzawa was one of the reasons why he was a samurai and had no prejudice against merchants. In short, the representative of Fukuzawa family was a kind of merchant who sold rice from Nakatsu. On the other hand, the representative of the Nishida family served as immediately acting onbehalf of the delivery of annual tribute rice to Kanazawa government. I think that Fukuzawa's interest eventually turned to business, and Nishida's understanding of labor, which had never worked to move his body, was somehow out of place due to differences in their growth. Fukuzawa's position is often referred to as money worshippers. However,His title was not created by critics of him, but began to have chanted by his disciple, Yoshio Takahashi. This money worship is different from the minister. Fukuzawa insisted that one should move from independence to from independence to family independence, from family independence to country independence. Fukuzawa wanted to say that he could behave finally if he could afford it. There is a habit of knowing the etiquette by adding clothes and food. 衣食たって礼節を知る。 In Fukuzawa's view,money was necessary in order to behave in a manner consistent with Jodo Shinshu. That's why Fukuzawa's autobiography is closed when three hopes unrelated to the money worshippers were spoken. The three hopes are as follows. First, make Japanese dignity, especially gender dignity, and not beashamed of the name of civilization. Secondly, claiming the country with moderate religion and claiming the country. Third, the establishment of a purely academic institute and gathering excellent researchers there. Next is cut and summary. Five, summary.Fukuzawa and Nishida have similarities and differences. So I will summarize the commonalities and differences between Fukuzawa's thoughts and Nishida's philosophy. First, I can point out their points in common. The first thing in common is that both Fukuzawa and Nishida were born in the Jodo Shinshu family.And they lived a life that is not ashamed of Amida Buddha in the daily life, whether they are conscious or not. The second point in common is that Fukuzawa and Nishida both thought that the most important thing for human beings was the spiritual civilization and that the material civilization had secondary value. The third point in common is thatBoth Fukuzawa and Nishida thought that humans would first exist as individuals and that there was a world as an aggregate. This was the opposite of totalism, whether philosophically or politically, and because it was based on it, both Fukuzawa and Nishida were critical of socialism.I can point out three differences from these common points. First of all, the first difference is Fukuzawa thought that there was ethics as the root of religion, whereas Nishida said that religion was as the root of ethics. From this point of view, it is possible to evaluate that Nishida was a true believer, but Fukuzawa had no faith. The second difference is that For Fukuzawa, religion was a part of life. But for Nishida, all life was within religion. The most important thing for Fukuzawa was to build an economic foundation for good behavior. This is true not only for individuals, but also for nations. For Nishida, on the other hand, religion is everything, so there was no idea of economic independence. And the third difference was also Fukuzawa did not abandon the essence of the Jodo Shinshu. He eventually purchased what should be called universal religion, as in Fukuzawa's autobiography. On the other hand, Nishida didn't place particular emphasis on Jodo Shinshu at the time of study of goodness, but however, Nishida became more respectful of Jodo Shinshu in later years. The term Jodo Buddhist view of the world is not found in the early Nishida's philosophy. For Fukuzawa, the meaning of Jodo Shinshu has decreased gradually throughout his life. But for Nishida, it seems that his importance is increasing in the second half. This may be due to the deepening of exchange with Shinshune philosopher Manshiku Kiyozawa. The above is a summary of the comparison between Yukichi Kuzawa's thoughts and Kitaro Nishida's philosophy. Thank you.